From Tidbits on December 14th, 2015, this is Natural Language Math, Solver, Spotlight, Google, and Wolfram Alpha, written by Glenn Fleischman. I used to love math, and math used to love me. I never made it through calculus in college, though I suspect the decades of writing code since and general mental maturity would let me grasp it now, but there's plenty from algebra, geometry, and trigonometry I could still put to use, if I could only remember the details. Add to that the routine conversions I need to perform constantly. How many minutes will it take to transfer 1 terabyte at 10 megabits per second? If Voyager 1 is 16,381,324,013 kilometers away from the sun, how many astronomical units, AU, is that? How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if it could chuck at a rate of 10 units of wood per second for a week? 13,333 minutes, 109.5 AU, 6,048,000 wood units. I've been using the Solver app for Mac, $11.99, and iOS, $2.99, for years now, and have fallen so far under its spell of allowing me to perform calculations using natural language that I often forget how to do them the old-fashioned way. Along the way, Google, Wolfram Alpha, and even Spotlight in OS X, 10.11, El Capitan have improved so much in parsing and anticipating what I want that between those four resources, all my math bases appear covered. That's base 2, 10, and 16. This article is an introduction to these four options for those who haven't discovered them yet, though Google and Spotlight lend themselves to happening across results accidentally. Try typing 16 millimeters or $1.25 into Spotlight and see what it says. Solver for X in both Mac and iOS. I discovered Solver via a colleague years ago when it was a less sophisticated program and other options were slim. While I love James Thompson's pCalc and own it on all platforms, including tvOS, pCalc is a calculator, not an interpreter. See pCalc 4, April 10, 2014, and Apps That Reveal the Apple TV's Potential, November 9, 2015. I use pCalc when I need to tabulate numbers with a keypad or perform calculations. When it comes to moving among different units, finding conversion units, and performing currency calculations, Solver is my first choice. Solver isn't a true natural language system. Such tools try to extract meaning from what you type and give you what they think you need. Rather, Solver has a lot of built-in terms, units, and other options that let you type something that resembles an incomplete phrase, but makes sense when read aloud. And when you return it later, you don't have to sift out its meaning. You can also put in comments for that purpose, but since this isn't a review, I won't explore Solver's features exhaustively. I focus here on the OS X version, which has more features than the iOS release. The mobile version lacks stock tickers, for instance. I refer to Solver most frequently for units. Because I live in the United States, I'm constantly engaged in trying to remember how various imperial standard units convert into others. Cups in a quart, tablespoons in a pint, inches in a mile, etc. And converting back and forth with metric units. But I also frequently have to examine rates of things, like megabits per second. I keep a general Solver sheet open, you can save as many unique Solver documents as you want, and the last few months I've queried things like 31 centimeters times 31 centimeters in square meters, 60 degrees Celsius in Fahrenheit, 2.5 acres as hectares. Where Solver shines is with bandwidth calculations, which can be maddening when you try to keep all the units in mind, the number of bits in bytes, and whether you're using bits per second or bytes per second, and produce a sensible result in non-fractional or non-enormous time units. I may be unusual in needing these numbers, but I frequently require the results of something like 1.3 terabytes divided by 600 megabits per second in hours, 4.81 hours, as when I'm calculating the time remaining in a hosted backup. You can use this the other way around when you want to know how much data the New Horizons probe will send in the next year after its Pluto flyby. At its current distance, it can transmit roughly 1 kilobit per second, and it gets 8 hours of transmission time per day. Tidbit's style is to write KBPS, where the lowercase KB is kilobits. Kilobytes per second would be capital K, capital B, PS in our house style. Solver lets you type KBPS or KBit per second as well as cap K, cap B, PS, and cap K, cap B slash S, but not KByte slash S. So you budding space scientists can pop in 1 kilobit per second times 8 hours times 365 as GB and get 1.314 GB, which explains why we didn't get gobs of photos of Pluto, Charon, and other moons hours after the probe zoomed past. Solver automatically refreshes currency exchange values too, so you can perform financial calculations, $9.99 in yen, 1230 yen, and have the most up-to-date conversion appear in its answer palette. If you click the palette's name in the toolbar or click the eye icon to the right, Those additional values appear in a popover balloon. You can even add stock ticker symbols, and Solver will look up the trading prices. Solver has oodles of other options. You can assign variables to calculations in the form X equals whatever calculation follows, and then use those variables in subsequent lines. You can also reference previous lines' results as values used elsewhere, and those links are dynamically updated if you add more items above that line. They're not tied to the position in the document. It's sort of like a free-form spreadsheet. Formatting options abound too, such as the number of digits of precision to show in results, whether to show results on the left side of the display rather than in a separate right column, degrees or radians, and more. When you have a result you like, you can select and copy it or drag it into another app. Spotlights and Google's calculations and conversions. You may not realize that alongside other improvements to Spotlight and El Capitan, such as natural language processing of queries, Apple's search tool can also do a lot of math automatically. If you don't want to install and learn Solver, many of its unit conversion options are available through Spotlight. For instance, type 150F and Spotlight automatically returns the Celsius conversion while also showing Kelvins, a scale based on absolute zero, in its results preview window. But you can do more. Enter calculations and get results. Type in unit measurements and see the conversions in all relevant units. Type in a currency value and get the amount in several popular currencies with the exchange rate pulled up live via Yahoo. Spotlight's range is limited, but when you're trying to figure out how many milliliters in one teaspoon, it has you covered. Google started providing summaries of expected answers on its search page years ago. These have quietly become increasingly extensive and elaborate over time, often crowding out web page results. Typing in any query that has units in it often produces a calculation field or other information at the top that provides the answer. For instance, ask about parsecs to furlongs, and you get a nifty interactive calculator with pop-up menus to change units. Ask how long it takes to do the Kessel run, and you only get Star Wars results, however. Enter currency amounts, and both a conversion and a calculator appear. You can also ask questions related to formulas and receive appropriate response. For instance, type calculate hypotenuse of right triangle, and an appropriate formula with fields for the A and B legs of the triangle appear. Google has a detailed list of all the calculation types it can handle and the units it supports. Wolfram for the hard answers. Steward Wolfram is a brilliant fellow, and he knows it. Wolfram created Mathematica, a pioneering and still developed program to represent, model, and compute all manner of symbolic mathematics. A few years ago, Wolfram released Wolfram Alpha, which uses Mathematica's engine and incorporates all sorts of third-party factual data about the world, people, and companies. It's free to use on the web, although there's an advanced for-fee version and an iOS app version is $2.99. Wolfram Alpha automatically produces charts and graphs from data it knows. You can ask for insights like compare the murder rate of Seattle and Washington, D.C., and discover that Washington, D.C. has become much safer than you may have realized, and dang, my hometown is more fatal than I thought. While you can get responses to all the queries above and much more, like the price of rice cookers and distances between places, you can also have it solve equations for you. I was recently working on a review of wireless IP cameras, and we discovered late that the field of view measurement in degrees was diagonal rather than horizontal, thus overstating the horizontal distance. The ratio is 16 to 9 for most of the cameras we were looking at, and I knew that the Pythagorean theorem, a squared plus b squared equals c squared, would do the trick, but I only knew the ratio of a and b and the value of c. After asking on Twitter, several math-savvy colleagues pointed me to Wolfram Alpha, and one provided what worked out to be the best formula. Solve a squared plus b squared equals c squared for a and b, where b equals 16 divided by 9 times a, and c equals value. The value for c could be whatever the diagonal degrees were for the given device. Learning the syntax behind this can help you whenever you're trying to split up a complicated restaurant bill or put up some shelves in the house. The final reckoning. I have nothing against paper and pencil or a calculator, whether a physical device or an app. But having so many choices to engage in math, conversions, and exchanges without fuss has made my life so much better. Every tool I've mentioned rewards exploration as you learn its syntax and limits. In the process, you might find yourself rekindling a long-dormant joy of messing with numbers. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, ScanSnap, and Automatic. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Glenn Fleischman, and I calculate that you probably didn't listen quite this far, did you? Well, thanks for listening.